And now this is a dictation for Leo, L-E-O, Oberst, O-B as in boy, E-R-S-T, July 13, 26, addresses a letter to Dr. Moon, M-O-O-N, 463-1713. Dear Dr. Moon, a follow-up for Mr. Oberst, who has biopsy proving glomerular obsolescence, severe arteriosclerosis and fibrosis, and advanced renal failure. Last visit in August. Chronic dyspnea, has not required any oxygen, and nasal congestion, clear material, no bleeding or purulent component, no fever, poor appetite, has lost weight, denies vomiting, dysphagia, there is constipation, no bleeding, urine flow decreased, but no incontinence, cloudiness, or blood. Presently, no edema, unsteadiness, uses a walker, no recent falling episode, no chest pain or syncope. Has a myeloproliferative disorder, followed with Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y, has not tolerated hydroxyurea. Other review system is negative, medication list review. On a low dose of Lasix, Norvasc. Today, blood pressure 132/78. Chronic tachypnea, but oxygenation on room air at 98%. Normal pulse at 68. Did not hear any localized RALS consolidation of pleural effusion. There was no pericardial wrap, no abdominal tenderness. No major edema, elderly person, looks chronically ill, normal speech. Next paragraph. Blood pressure at home fluctuates in the 130s, 140s over 70s and 80s. Next paragraph, chemistries. Creatinine 3.2, which is baseline, GFR of 19. Stage 4, upper potassium at 5, metabolic acidosis down to 19 with high chloride 111, normal nutrition albumin calcium, minor increase of phosphorus 4.2, persistent elevation of white blood cell count, predominance of neutrophils, anemia 9.3 with large red blood cells 103, low platelet count at 48. Last ferritin available from July, low at 88 with a saturation of 29%. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. TKD, stage 4, biopsy findings as indicated above. No indication for dialysis, no evidence of uremic symptoms, encephalopathy, pericarditis. On the biopsy, there was a secondary abnormalities of FSGS. Next number, hypertensive cardiomyopathy with preserved ejection fraction, underlying severe mitral regurgitation, not considered a surgical candidate, continuous salt fluid restriction diuretics. Next number, myeloproliferative disorder, did not tolerated hydroxyurea. Update iron studies, consider EPO treatment. Has moderate to severe low platelets but not active bleeding. He is off anticoagulation from underlying AFib because of the bleeding in the past. Next number, compression fraction, T7, T8, L1, L2, L3, negative monoclonal protein. Next number, prior obstructive uropathy on the left-sided, stones removed, stents removed. It was 80% uric acid, 20% calcium oxalate, and no evidence of recurrence. Next number, functional decline. He takes care of himself and wife. we will arrange for EPO and potential more iron, end of dictation.